It's time for The Drive's Top 5 at 5.
All right, here we're Top 5 at 5, brought to you by Old Ben Franklin Motors, where we are for another 60 minutes or so this afternoon. Rick Butler, what do you got?
All right, gentlemen, and here we go. Number one, the LSU baseball coach search is down to 3 finalists, according to Glenn Gilbo, and that is Arizona coach Jay Johnson, East Carolina coach Cliff Godwin, and last but not least, a previously unnamed candidate, Notre Dame coach Link Jarrett. Now, if you notice correctly, Tony Vitello not in this report. Could his name potentially be out of the running now at LSU, according to this?
Certainly sounds like it. I'd also like to add that I don't think that the Notre Dame coach was previously unnamed. I feel like he's always had a name. I feel like they just learned of his potential interest in the job over at LSU.
You don't feel like they just gave him the name for this. To put on the title and things?
Little dad joke for you. It's not necessarily funny. Go ahead.
Happy late Father's Day. All right, number two. Guys, Tennessee and Texas are squaring off once again, except we'll have to wait until the 2022 basketball season to do so. Tennessee and Texas are matched up in the 2022 Big 12 SEC Basketball Challenge, which was announced today. That game will take place on January 29th of next year, and it'll be Rick Barnes' return to Austin, where he spent 17 seasons there leading the Texas program.
You know, I mean, they're a proud fan base, just like us. They probably don't want to admit that they made a mistake. They would probably say the same thing that we said about Fulmer. It's not about firing him. It's about hiring him. We shouldn't have. But Shaka Smart was the guy. So was Lane Kiffin in 2009. Everybody wanted to hire Kiffin in 2009. People forget the three jobs that were open: Tennessee, Washington, and Clemson. Clemson was open. And Lane Kiffin could have had any of those jobs. He chose Tennessee over Clemson at the time. Shaka Smart was the guy a couple of years ago. We all thought he was going to kill it down there, and he just never got any traction. He leaves for Marquette. I do think Chris Beard will do well.
I do, too. I think he will really do well with that program. Take it by the horns, if you will.
To hear Aaron Torres say that he's already got the most talented roster he's ever had, a guy that was in the national championship game, didn't that game go to overtime with Virginia? And now he walks in, hasn't coached a game yet, and apparently has just flipped that roster immediately.
It's a big situation, an even bigger matchup. We'll have to wait until January 29th for it. Guys, number three, the College World Series is continuing on as Mississippi State and North Carolina State are the first two teams to advance into the third round of the tournament. Mississippi State defeated Virginia by a score of 6-5 last night. Vandy and Stanford play tonight. UVA and Texas play tomorrow. Losers go home. So we're getting pretty close to it. We're rounding things out. NC State and Mississippi State.
Will you be hate watching Vanderbilt tonight?
Yes.
Absolutely.
Vandy boys.
Yeah, for sure. I have no rooting interest against Stanford, so duh.
I think I would have to go with Virginia. The NC State squad is still – I like those guys.
Me too.
Kind of pulling for them.
What about in the game of the battle, the two teams that beat Tennessee? You pulling for Virginia or Texas more? Or just don't care?
I'll go with Virginia if I had to pick. Don't particularly care, but Virginia's just a little less threatening, you know. They're not trying to steal our symbol and our letter and our color.
Yeah. Yeah, the letter thing you guys
talked
about.
What was up with the power T? The hell was up with that, Russ?
No originality. They hate us because they ain't us. They want to be us. Trying to steal our swag, and I won't have it.
Yeah. I won't either, Russ.
Won't have it.
Glad you guys are putting the foot down. Number four, the NBA draft. Guys, it is pretty much set. At least the first selection of lottery picks are. Here is your top five. It'll be Detroit, Houston, Cleveland, Toronto, and Orlando. Now, looking at an NBA mock draft, you have two Tennessee players in here. First, you have Keon Johnson projected to go number 8 overall to Orlando. Then if you go back to the back of the first round, man, a team that we're talking about right now, Jaden Springer, actually projected to go 29th overall to the Phoenix Suns, a team who is likely could be potentially going for a championship here in just a couple of weeks. So two pretty good spots for Tennessee picks as we get a little bit closer to finding out what that first round and so on and so forth are going to look like.
Also happy for Rockets fans. You know, that team kind of got blowed up when Harden left. And, you know, they get that second pick, so they should come out of there with a nice player and can hopefully get back into contention.
And then here we go. Last but not least, this is a good one. Guys, there's been an arrest for marijuana use on a university campus with an athlete. However, in Texas, as former Texas A&M Aggie and current Los Angeles Laker, Alex Caruso has been arrested on the university's campus for charge of possession.
Does it surprise anybody that Alex Caruso likes the weed?
No.
I mean, you just
no.
tell looking at that guy.
No.
The NBA doesn't test for it, do they?
I heard that. Didn't he get busted trying to take it through an airport?
I thought he was
Caruso.
Yeah. Am I imagining
well,
that?
I'm just telling you, if your job doesn't test for it, you're a little bit more cavalier about it, I would think.
Yeah, he tried to board a flight at Easterwood Airport
what?
In College Station, Texas, which is located, as Rick said, on A&M property. The TSA searched his bags and found an herb grinder
Ooh.
That contained the illegal substance, still frowned upon in Texas.
What'd you
call it? I
wonder
if he was trying to sneak it or if he just forgot.
Yeah, I don't know.
Kind of a Ron Mexico
like,
kind of deal?
It's to forget about things.
Saw a good tweet here from Alan Bell of 247. He said, you can openly carry a rocket launcher in Texas, but cannabis is illegal.
Yeah.
Rocket launcher. Ridiculous.
Can you really?
I rocket guess so. Launcher?
Pretty sure you can.
I thought that was
according to Alan Bell, you can.
I didn't even know that was a real thing. I thought it was just something in the James Bond GoldenEye video back in the day.
Or the thing that Carrie Fisher carried around in the Blues Brothers movie.
Oh, yes.
No, I think it's just Texas being Texas. I think you can honestly carry some type of rocket launcher around.
Excellent. Thank you, Rick. Top 5 at 5 brought to you by our friends right here at Old Ben Franklin Motors, home of the new 2022 Mitsubishis. Yes, 2022s. They're already here. These Outlanders are outstanding. You got to come and test drive the new Mitsubishi Outlander. The 2022s are here. All the safety features you could possibly imagine. Apple CarPlay. They've got the driver assist. They've got the hill start assist. I don't even know what that is. They've got the automatic slowdown cruise control. Everything. They've got it on the new Outlander, the new Mitsubishi. And, of course, you've got the 10-year, 10,000-mile powertrain warranty with all new Mitsubishi sold here at Old Ben Franklin Motors. So come on out, check them out, ask about the new Mirage, ask about the new Eclipse. They've got them here for you as well. And as always, if you're looking for a nice used car, or truck, van, or SUV, Old Ben has hundreds to choose from. Let's talk about the truck selection out here. It's just magnificent, man. Every color, style, make, year that you could possibly imagine. I'm looking at least 20, probably more, trucks right now. You got to come down here and check out the deals at Old Ben Franklin Motors. We're here for another hour. Still got a couple of family four packs of Tennessee Smokies tickets. You want to go see some professional baseball at Smokies Park this summer? Come on by. Let me know how many you need. We'll hook you up this afternoon here on The Drive. Open lines the rest of the way here, folks. You want to jump in, take a shot, 865-546-8200. Lauren, the runaway winner with the Who Should Cut Rick's Hair, Rickard Ridge Barbecue Smoking Hot Question of the Day. I would take the advice, Rick.
I would feel so bad, though, because Harley is going to know about it.
Yep.
She's going to know about the – I would feel so bad. If she knew that she got a recommendation, she also knew that she got the least amount of votes, and I still went a different direction.
Hey, listen, dude, this is your hair. Yeah, we don't want to hurt anybody's feelings here, but you got to do what you got to do, buddy.
It's tough.
Yeah. It is tough.
I'll let you know by the end of the show. How about that? Because I got to book it soon. Otherwise, I'm going to waste the opportunity.
That appointment could be booked. Let's get a call from Westchester. Good afternoon, Westchester. You're on The Drive.
Rick, one little piece of advice. Make sure you know the price before you book it, because I think it varies based on who you book it with there. Moving on.
Yes, I got that part. That's a critical part. I'm only 24.
It is.
The price.
It's quite
deck.
Right. It's quite a range there. Russ, it's not my style to be argumentative with you, but I've let this go as long as I can let it go, and I need you. I just want to have a rational, civil conversation with you, and maybe you'll explain this to me in a way that makes sense. But you keep saying that Tennessee needs to re-sign Vitello first and then worry about the stadium. I think that's asked backwards, because if we don't worry about the stadium, we're not going to be able to replace him if he goes. Where are we different on this?
But I mean, I don't think that my point is, I see what you're saying, but the signing Vitello to the new contract, that's the easy part, right? I mean, they've already got the offer in front of him. He could be signing it right now for all we know. It could be already signed for all I know. But the stadium thing, I mean, there's a lot of conversations and third parties that have to be involved, and it's not all going to get done in a year. And, you know, my point on this has always been, Vitello's been promised this by three athletics directors now that, oh, yeah, we're going to take care of you and redo the stadium however you want it. So it's going to come down to, does he trust what Danny White and Randy Boyd and Donnie Plowman are telling him? Because he's been told this before, and it hasn't happened yet. So I think that's bigger than – I mean, look, there's no reason we can't do both. We can walk and chew gum here at the same time, right? And he's going to have to make a decision soon before they can get any sort of plans in line. But, I mean, I see what you're saying. Yeah, if he doesn't feel like Tennessee's going to follow through on this facility front, then he might leave. But I believe that he trusts them, that it's going to happen, that he's going to stay, and that we're all going to be happy at the end of the day after all this hand-wringing and gnashing of teeth.
I don't even know the politics of it as far as whether or not Randy Boyd is allowed to give money or not, but I sure wouldn't count on that when his business interests are tied up in the downtown stadium. So his word is probably not as valuable to me as Danny White's word would be, but if Danny White was my third or fourth athletic director promising me something, and I don't see any progress. I don't know. I saw somebody at work today, and we all have seen a lot of mock-ups for the downtown stadium, and we've seen a lot of, you know, they've already begun construction, and they're already starting to clear some buildings, and they're doing stuff with that. So that's happening, and we know what it's going to look like. And Lindsey Nelson, we have a 3-year-old picture that Trey Wallace drew up, or not drew up, but came up with, and we don't have any talk. We don't have any construction. We don't have anything.
Oh, there's no talk. So I mean, there's been plenty of talk behind the scenes, and I mean, you saw Plowman and Boyd touring South Carolina's facility, which is really top notch in Columbia. I mean, it's going to happen, Westchester. They're gonna do it. We're just talking about a matter of degree and exactly what they want and what they have to prioritize, because it's not all going to be able to be done at once. So, look, yeah. I mean, you heard Rick at the number one on the top five. LSU is not going to go down that road with Tony. So, I mean, at this point, I would be absolutely stunned. We talk about the worry meter. My worry meter is down to a 2, maybe a 1.5 right now. That Glenn Gilbo report was greatly reassuring to me.
It was, and I can see why you would say that. But I came up with something this morning when I was talking to somebody at work, and I said, you know what? I don't think Tony wants LSU. I think he wants whatever job is open when LSU is filled. And when I heard today that was going to be possibly Arizona or Notre Dame or East Carolina, all of which, you know,
why would he want to go to East Carolina?
I'm not saying he would want East Carolina. That's probably the lowest of the three. I think that's probably a down step from here.
Well, why would he want Arizona or Notre Dame?
Arizona's a pretty big baseball name. Notre Dame obviously is not. It's a big name, but it's not a big baseball name.
Westchester, Westchester.
Notre Dame has money.
Stop. Let me help you out. Let's cut to the chase here. He ain't going anywhere. He's staying, bro. You take a deep breath. Stop talking yourself into all this nonsense, man. It's all good. We got this. We got this.
All right. So if he doesn't, if he doesn't stay, you owe me a small deep dish at Jets. How's that sound?
Deal.
Deal.
Wait a minute. What if he does stay? What if he does stay, Westchester? How about none of these silly calls from you for at least 2 months with this silliness? This is the silliest thing you've ever come up with, buddy. He's staying.
It's not silly. I'm a Vol fan, and I always keep my cup on. There's no reason to believe or not at least be concerned that the bottom might fall out of anything at any minute. But no, if a bet's a bet, and a return, a bet should be equal on both sides. So I'll pay for Russ's next pizza at his remote that he would have to pay for anyway. So yeah, I'll do that. That's a bet. That's a fair bet.
Westchester, thank you. Appreciate the phone call. 865-546-8200. I feel
it was that a little harsh. I'm sorry if I was.
That was a huge relief. That report earlier today.
Massive.
I was certainly leaning toward him staying. And when I saw that was truly the Denzel Washington gif of just wiping your brow when you find out that the guy who's trending on Twitter isn't actually dead.
Yeah, I'm totally with you. That was a very welcome surprise. And Russell, you're kind of right. And I actually think to steal a line from, I believe, Aaron Torres in the last hour, we kind of have been waiting on pins and needles in this first day or two coming out of this College World Series loss. And we know that something is likely going to happen or at least start to unfold. And I think that this was the first thing. And man, out of the full range of options that our first piece of news being broken could have been, this is about as good as we could have asked for, besides him just saying, I'm committed to Tennessee.
Oh, I would have taken the day off. If something crazy had happened last night, there's no way I would have been in here today.
Kevin, you're on the drive, Fan Run Radio. Good afternoon, sir.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, Kevin.
Man, I have a bit of a quandary and need some advice from you statesmen.
Okay, we got you.
Hey, can you guys?
You there? Hey, Kevin, do me a favor. Turn your radio down, whatever you're listening to. Turn that off and just talk in your phone, and this will go a lot smoother.
I'm confused because my radio is off, but I don't know what's going on.
On speakerphone.
You sound fine. Go ahead.
Cool. I'm in a quandary, and I need the help of you two elder statesmen.
Okay, go ahead.
Ask us.
This quandary is, I just don't know what to expect on the opening night of this football season. It's my birthday. I'm going to be at the game, without a doubt. And just, I'm in the classic conundrum of, do I bite the bullet and just go ahead and pay for some upper deck seats on, SeatGeek and pay the $30 fee? Or do I pull something that has always worked in our down years, which is to get $10 tickets before kickoff? I don't know. Is this going to be like is it going to be the hypo era? We're pumped. COVID's over. It's going to be raucous. Or is it going to be kind of lame?
I think you're going to be able to find tickets pretty. I wouldn't pay a $30 SeatGeek fee. Unless they want to cut the check, I would probably just go down there with $20 and see if I can't get a. I don't think you'll have to wait till 10 minutes till kickoff. I think half an hour or so. I just can't imagine that this is going to be a sellout and that hot of a ticket.
I agree with you.
Does that solve your quandary?
Man, I've been dequandered.
Excellent. That's what we do. We de-quadrify here on Fan Run Radio. Thank you, Kevin. Appreciate the phone call. Hope that cleared that up for you. I can't imagine that tickets for the Bowling Green game are going to be hard to find.
If anybody was betting on the over-under and how many times Quandary would hit the radio show today, it just hit the over. Congratulations.
Quadri Ishmael. Stay with us. The drive continues. More Fan Run Radio coming up. Back with more after this. Yo, I wasn't making that name up. Quadri Ishmael is a real person.
The missile.
It's like a fighter.
It's Rocket's brother. That was going to be my trivia. Bear already got it.
Quadri Ishmael, nicknamed the Missile. Can you tell me who he played for, Russell, in college?
You played for Syracuse, right?
Yep. And me and you.
Back when they were the Orange.
Got to watch his older brother run like a gazelle. Was that a kick return or a punt return that he housed on us back in that great game we had in Notre Dame?
I think it was a punt return. Yeah, he ran it into the north-south end zone.
I thought he ran south. I could be wrong, though.
Pretty sure it was north. I was at that game.
So was
one of my favorite memories of a game that we actually didn't win.
So cold that day.
It was very cold. Rocket has to be Raghib. It was such a good nickname. They didn't even call him Raghib. People probably don't even know. His name is Raghib Ishmael. They called him Rocket Ishmael. Like, that was his name.
Yeah, and he was a rocket.
I mean, he was a rocket in college, but he didn't have an especially outstanding pro career.
No, because he was not very big at all. And that was still back during a period of time where people would get just absolutely decapitated on kickoffs. Special teams. You remember how rough special teams play was during the 80s and 90s? He just wasn't. I think Quadri may have had a longer career. Quadri was quite a bit bigger than Raghib.
So Rocket.
The Rocket, yeah.
Refer to him by his proper name, please.
And he was on there with who? Ricky Waters. Who was a quarterback that year?
Rick Meyer.
God, that was just an unreal era.
The Golden Boy.
I wish we could get a home and home going back with him again.
Yeah.
That's a
it's been a while.
Very underrated college football rivalry, I think.
In 2005, the last time we played them, I believe.
Yeah, was that when Justin Tuck did his tent peg impression with Ainge?
Well, that was 2004. 2005, we played up there and lost.
Yeah.
That was the first game that after Randy Sanders had resigned.
What year was it where Inky tried to kill Samardzija?
Well, he was hurt in 2004, so it would have had to be.
We play him.
No, he was hurt in 2006. So that would have been 2005.
Yeah, I just remember he almost killed him.
Folks, if you've been watching the NBA playoffs from the sidelines, now is the perfect time to get in on the action with FanDuel Sportsbook. During the conference finals, new users get 30-1 odds on any team to win their next game. That means you can win $150 on just a $5 bet. So you got game one, Eastern Conference Finals tonight. Who are you feeling? The Bucks at home or the resurgent Atlanta Hawks on the road? You can go and just put $5 down and get $150 back if the bet hits. More ways to win on FanDuel throughout the playoffs. When you do win, you get your money quick. It's a layup at FanDuel as you get paid in as little as 24 hours. Plus, the app is just so easy to use. I'm looking at it right now. Super user friendly. Just sign up with our promo code DRIVE1 to bet the NBA Conference Finals with 30-1 odds. Once again, that's promo code DRIVE1 to unlock 30-1 odds on any team to win their next game. You can go Western Conference as well if you think the Clippers are going to bounce back at home against the Suns, or if you think Suns in four. Make your bet over at FanDuel. Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. New users only. Must wager in designated offer market. $10 first deposit required. $150 max bonus. See full terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call Tennessee Redline. 1-800-889-9789. Open lines. You want to jump in? 865-546-8200. Did you guys see where we're getting a Buc-ee's?
Yeah, that is Crossville, right?
Well, we're getting one closer than that. We're getting one at the 407 exit right there at Smokies Park and the Sevierville exit. But, yeah, there's one going in Crossville, and there's one going in at exit 407.
Oh, my God. Man, if you have never experienced a Buc-ee's, Russell, you can attest to this
stop?
Too, right?
I've never been in one, but I know what they are, and I saw a whole news segment or a TV show, I can't remember which, about – it's the world's largest convenience store.
Yeah, but it's modeled in a gas station.
Yeah.
You know, so that's what it is. If you've never experienced the Buc-ee's, it really is a shrunken down – you could go convenience store. I would almost be more tempted to go Walmart. A little bit of everything. They have
shrunken
like
shrunken down Walmart.
They
yeah.
have a fresh food section where they're chopping up the, you know, the beef jerky. They have your typical gas station items. They have a clothing section. An entertainment
now
section.
Hold on, Rick.
A technology section. A game section.
Rick.
It's incredible.
Now, hold on.
Yes.
You spit out a lot of information right there. Did you say
yeah.
they have like a grocery store would have a fresh vegetable? They've got like a fresh jerky station where they're cutting off jerky?
They have fresh meat. You can watch it happen from behind the screen. You can watch how the meat is literally made, and then you can eat it right then and there. And it is some of the best food. Like, oh, my, it's outstanding food.
So this is one gas station hot dog that you can trust.
Yeah, but you wouldn't even go for the hot dog in this situation. You'd be going for a pulled pork sandwich. You'd be going for the beef jerky, like a real meal. People of East Tennessee are going to be thrilled.
That'll hire you to be like their spokesman
seriously,
to sell it.
Check.
I mean, I've gone from mildly interested to actually excited.
It is something that the three of us need to jump in the car and go. And go.
Just go to Buc-ee's.
On the first day. We'll be there for an hour. And then we'll start asking, what do you want to do next? You want to stay in here a little bit longer? I could do that. Okay, let's stay. I gotta get some more fudge.
Wait, you don't even want to go to get anything particular at Buc-ee's. You just want to go hang out.
Well, I would go without anything particular in mind. Like, I would want some fudge, some beef jerky.
You
want
to go shopping, much how ladies go shopping. Like, let's go to the mall. Oh, what are you going to
get?
Don't
flip on me.
We're just going to shopping. I'm not flipping. I'm saying this is
the
man's shopping trip. You go to Buc-ee's. What do you want?
Yeah, basically.
I don't know. I just want to go to Buc-ee's.
Yeah.
So this is just like a truck stop on steroids, basically. Is that what you're telling me?
On like Barry Bonds steroids. Who took the most steroids that you can think of?
Probably Tiger Woods.
In sports? No,
yeah.
Tiger is
amateur. Oh, hold on. The guy from the Raiders, Russ, Bill Romanowski.
Alzado.
It would have to be a Raider. Alzado or Romanowski. One of those guys that took like injectables.
Jose Canseco.
Yeah, like 50 pills a day.
Buc-ee's is the Alzado plus Canseco plus Triple H of gas stations on steroids.
Well, okay. If we're bringing wrestlers into the conversation, that changes everything.
So this is a Texas business-based company, correct, Rick?
Yes.
All right.
It's got a big beaver statue outside of it too.
It's all making
very
sense
weird
now.
You guys are gonna love it. We gotta go.
All Whataburger in there.
Beavers outside.
Yes, the biggest beavers.
Have y'all been to the gigantic dick store yet?
Russell said he saw the dicks last week. I have not yet, though.
See where a man in New York City has survived a heart attack. The man, for the past 10 years, has averaged 12 energy drinks a day.
How many heart attacks?
Just the one. He survived it, and now he is telling people not to drink energy drinks.
No, I feel like you cannot be an advocate if you were that dumb in the first place. Like, you can't be an advocate if you're like, well, I was just drinking 12 a day. It's like, you should have known in the beginning.
Well, I don't think you can advocate against something that nobody else is doing and that everybody understands. It's like, yeah, you drink 12 energy drinks a day for several years. If you drink 12 energy drinks in one day, you're probably going to have some issues. But this dude did it for a while, and now he is speaking out over what he describes as, quote, dangerous drinks. Lee Kamen, he's actually in England, not New York City. I don't know why I said that. He had collapsed and suffered a heart attack in 2017 at the age of 49. He said, I was on 8 to 12 a day at the time. I was drinking Red Bull and Monster, and I used to go to a wholesaler's for the pub and would buy cases of 24 cans and just drink them like any other drink. Let me ask you something, man. We all have our favorite drinks, right? Do you drink 12 of them a day? That seems a bit excessive, no matter what your favorite beverage is. Even
yeah,
beer.
No, and look, I look at it this way. That is expensive. All right, so on Walmart right now, it's $38 for a 12-pack, right? So that is your one. So $38 times 7 days a week is $266 a week. Go by year, $266 per week. And then if you go by an entire year, that's $14,000. $14,000 that he's spending at minimum on energy drinks. $14,000.
I mean, he's lucky to be alive. You're drinking 12 Red Bulls a day. Dude, what are you doing?
So dumb.
He says, one day I collapsed with a heart attack and had to have a stent fitted. I am now on medication for life due to those dangerous drinks. When I was in the hospital after the heart attack, the doctor told me that energy drink consumption was the cause. I didn't have a clue there was anything wrong with them until then. Really?
Come
you didn't
on,
have a
dude.
Clue?
It's like
you didn't realize
crack.
That you drink 12 energy drinks in a single day and you feel like you can run an entire marathon at the end of every afternoon. You didn't think that there was something a little bit different about what you were consuming?
I mean, should we forward this on to Coach Ekular? Kind of concerned about his consumption.
Hey, he got like the Red Bull mini fridge.
Yeah, like, Ogeron had one of those when he was here. I mean, I'm thinking he's probably not. I mean, I used to drink one a day. I mean, there's a big difference between that and 12. That's one a day is probably not good.
Out on those 12. Things.
Kamen said he decided to speak out about the risks of drinking excessive amounts of the energy drink after his 10-year-old daughter came home from school with a can of Monster in her hand.
I've never had a sip of one.
Really?
Yeah, I swear to God.
You've never had a
sip? Never taken a sip. I've smelled Red Bull one time, and it grossed me out. And
it doesn't smell good. It doesn't taste
and I just
very
don't
good,
like,
quite frankly.
I mean, you've known me for a long, long time now, Russ. Do you really think I need to be any more amped up than I am? You want to hang out with me on a couple of Red Bulls?
No. Bill says Rick is correct. Bucky's is absolutely incredible. It's almost a religious experience.
Yeah. Yeah.
God.
Combination Pilot Flying J, Target, Fresh Market, Costco, and Bass Pro Shops all rolled into one.
The ending. The ending nailed it. Scott on Twitter also said this. I agree. Bucky's is awesome. I went to several. Any kind of jerky that you can think of in the biscuit is awesome. You could spend a couple hours in there. Easily.
I'm not hanging out in a truck stop for 2 hours.
I love
I don't care how good the damn jerky is.
It's some good jerky, though. You're going to love it.
I mean, I am a beef jerky aficionado.
A connoisseur.
Yeah.
That doesn't surprise anyone.
Beef jerky, Slim Jims. Do you not like Slim Jims when you were a kid, Russ?
Eh, they're okay. I mean,
I wasn't a big fan either.
Yeah, I didn't not like them, but like if mom gave me $5 to go into the grocery store or whatever, get whatever I want, I'm not coming out of there with a Slim Jim.
Oh, I'd come out of there with a Slim Jim, a Pepsi, probably a candy bar, or Tootsie Rolls, and then as much of that nickel, like Super Bubble bubble gum I could buy.
He's coming. This is 1955, like something out of a Dennis the Menace episode or something. He's coming out of there with a couple of baseball cards.
And a pack of bazooka bubble
candy
gum.
Cigarettes.
We should do a competition. We each have $5 to spend. We'll put out what we got with that $5, and we'll see who's got the best gas station snack ability.
Buc-ee's or just any gas station?
No, just any gas station snack ability.
I kind of feel like $5 isn't enough. I'm going to need a $10 budget.
No, but you can only go $5, though.
That's the thing.
The gas station, you don't want to spend too much.
Yeah.
You want to value. You want to maximize the value.
Yeah.
$5 and under, who can put together the best snack?
I'll tell you right now, this guy. You get you two corn dogs down there at – at Weigel's, Reese's Fast Break, and a Pepsi.
Two corn dogs, a Reese's Fast Break, and a Pepsi.
Yeah. No. Not getting my vote.
What are you? What's your initial? I mean, I'd have to think about it.
I'd have to really think about it, too.
I win
again.
We
can do it tomorrow. Just show up to the show. You had $5. Get whatever you want.
I'm going.
We'll put it on Twitter.
I'm going fountain drink first because it's got to be in a styrofoam cup. Fountain drink soda.
I'm definitely going fountain drink. You can get the most.
I'm off fountain drinks, boys. Never. I can't drink them anymore. They're too sweet. Way too much syrup.
High fructose corn syrup.
I mean,
it'll
I just
get you.
Not good for
was,
you.
That was one of the weird things that stuck with me after treatment ended recently is that sweets are starting to gross me or haven't really not. Stop not grossing me out. Just kind of weird because I used to love sweets. I should look on the bright side. You know, maybe it isn't really good to eat dessert with every meal.
Well, I mean, they say it's never too late to learn, Bear. Part of me hates seeing you abandon this because part of me lived vicariously through you and your dessert with every meal policy. But if you want to stick around, not end up with like the 12 energy drinks a day guy, policy to do away with.
Trying to get a little bit healthier.
Me a big bag of Gardettos. You know what that is? You ever familiar?
Oh, yeah.
One of the most noxious substances put on the planet.
That might be my first round draft pick. For the $5 competition.
Your food takes are as bad as your music takes, you dullard.
Stay with us. He's so mean. The drive continues. More Fan Run Radio coming up. All right, back here on Thrive Fan Run Radio, Russell, Bear, and Rick. Final segment with you here this afternoon, and we begin our final segment with a quick trip to the Fan Run Breaking News Desk. Oh, this is a big one here. Tennessee softball co-head coach Ralph Weekly has announced his retirement.
Wow.
After a decorated 35-year coaching career highlighted by 20 years at the helm of the Lady Vols program, his wife, Karen Weekly, will assume all head coaching responsibilities. After leading the program alongside her husband the last 20 years, she's agreed to a contract extension through June of 2025. How about that? You know, there were some I do not follow the softball program that closely. But I know that was that program has been a point of pride for the past 10, 15 years or so, and Monica Abbott and all those great teams they've had. But they have not been able to get over the hump in the College World Series, even though they've been a couple of times. And it seems like I've seen, heard a few rumblings of, I don't want to say discontent, but just like frustration, you know, that maybe the program's plateaued a little bit. And then it sounds like maybe some players are transferring out. And so I just wonder if maybe this will help a little bit. It's always strange. You have a sport with two head coaches, you know, and I'm sure that he'll still be around the program, but maybe consolidating power under one head coach, maybe that'll be good for them.
Yeah, I think so too. And it's really interesting kind of seeing what you're talking about there. And kind of when you look at somebody like that and kind of the idea of plateauing, it can be such a dangerous thing in sports. And sometimes you got to make hard decisions. And I don't know what this kind of was, but plateauing, you're very right. Sometimes it can be dangerous and you want to get over the hump.
Great guy, Ralph Weekly. He's an Air Force vet, a Vietnam vet, and a winner.
Have you ever met him?
Yeah, it's been a while. Just briefly once met him and Karen. Certainly wish him all the best.
Yeah. Wow, that is wild. He says here, according to UT Sports, I've worked every day since I entered the military at age 17. There you go. Is that a fulfilling life
it, yeah.
as a father, husband, student, soldier, special agent, teacher, and coach? It's a pretty good list of titles.
Yeah.
Father, husband, student, soldier, special agent, teacher, and coach.
What have you done with your life? Sitting here next to me, talking about who you want to get your hair cut.
I know. He was in the military at 17. What are we doing at 24?
How you're going to spend $5 at a convenience station.
Look, I came to you 5 years ago. I kind of blame you for this.
Yeah.
Did we recommend you join the Marines at some point?
Why? That wouldn't have gone good. Rick Butler. Way tougher people than me. Way
Rick
tougher.
Butler, War Machine.
I don't know.
Let's get Andy in here. Andy, you're on the drive, Fan Run Radio. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon, boys. How we doing?
Hey, doing well. Thanks.
Yeah, after hearing this breaking news desk, got a comment on that real quick. I'm a huge fan of the Weeklies. I actually interned over there for the softball team when I was in school, and they're just two wonderful human beings. It doesn't surprise me because I do keep up with it, and I have noticed he's been kind of scaling back, and I've seen him less and less as far as just putting his face out there in front of the program. He's still there. You know, he still, you know, laces him up every day, like you said, but I just noticed his behavior's been a little different. So it's not a surprise in that regard, but man, wonderful coach, wonderful human being.
Interesting. Well, certainly, as I said, wish him all the best, and hopefully, you know, maybe backing away a little bit, and hopefully that program will continue to thrive.
Yeah. The other thing is, this Bucky's news, I'm excited about this because I had no idea what this thing was, but it started showing up on my TikTok thing about 2 or 3 months ago with people going to this place, these gas stations, and talking about how wonderful all their products are. And they have, like, I've seen these little snippets of video of people when they go inside, and they have, Bucky's just has all these people working too. Like, you don't, like, you go to a gas station, you're going to have one, maybe two people, you know. Bucky's has, like, it looks like from the video snippets, like 3 or 4 people working every counter, like, well-staffed.
It's a small army.
Service, all this stuff. Yeah. All right. You know?
Get a job. Work at Bucky's.
I also got word from a trusted source. It's not a truck stop. They don't even allow 18-wheelers. It's it's literally almost more of a
entertainment.
It's the
world's biggest convenience store.
Yeah, it's almost more of that.
Now, I'm excited about this, too, along with Rick. But, Rick, are you worried about the reception of Bucky's here with the crowd you have on the drive? You know, we've got Russell with his known feelings about pals. And then we've also got Bear, who, I mean, we've got a list, but, I mean, Christmas. The man hates Christmas. So
it's an overrated holiday that's lost its meaning over the years.
Hey, you feel the way you do, man. I'm just saying.
I don't understand what this has to do with Bucky's. You think we're going to hate it?
No, I just think it's going to fall under the harshest scrutiny that's possible. It might still pass the test.
No, I see exactly what you're saying. You're saying when these guys kind of overgo at something a little bit for show?
No, I don't know about that. I just think they have very strong opinions, and they're not going to hesitate to let the world know, you know?
There's no way that they'll eat the jerky and they'll be good. I fully believe that.
Oh, I hope so, man. I'm hoping it's good, too. I've never been to one. So I'm excited. All the hype's built up. But, Russell, remember the hype you heard about, right? And then you just
about
left
what?
With, like, what'd you say? What'd you call pals? You said it was, like, just average, maybe.
It's like a classier version of Sonic.
Yeah, that's what you said. It's just okay, you know. So I don't know. I was just wondering how Bucky's is going to hold up to the harshest of critics here on the drive. But anyway, thanks for taking my call, guys. Have a great rest of your day.
Thank you, Andy. I mean, well, we have high standards, and we're not going to lower them for anybody or anything. And if Bucky's passes muster, then we will sing its praises. If not, then we'll be truthful. Unless they cut the check, then we'll say whatever they want us
Absolutely.
To say. Let's get Roger in here next. Roger, you're on the drive. It's Fan Run Radio.
Well, hey, guys. How y'all doing?
Hey, Rog, doing well. Thank you.
Well, good. It's good to talk to you. Russell, do you have a good... Did you have a good Father's Day, Sunday, Russell?
No, oh, I sure did, Roger. Thank you. I hope you did as well.
I'm sure. Yeah, it was good. Yeah, it was good. And I just want to ask you real quick. I just want to ask you, Russell, what's we got to you again? I forgot his name. What's your name again?
I forgot. What's your name again, too?
Yeah,
Bear.
Rick.
Bear.
Okay,
Rick Butler.
I'm trying to remember his name. Hey, Rick. How you doing, Rick?
Hello, Raj. I love seeing you here. Last time at Old Ben Franklin. Hope to see you next time.
Yeah, I was wanting to ask you both this question, you too, Bear. I just want to ask you, I don't think you didn't win yet. That's why I asked you, is that Tennessee, do we want Tennessee to play? They played good, but it couldn't match Texas. I was going to ask you, think the reason it ain't try too hard to win maybe? Because what happened maybe with them? What happened? Try too hard?
Maybe pressing a little bit at times. I could certainly see some of that. It'll be interesting to see. We'll get Coach Vitello on here in a few days once things settle down a little bit and get him to do the post-mortem. But it's a big stage out there, and he hasn't coached on it, and his players haven't played on it, and I don't know if it was the moment being too big or if the opposition was just too good, but obviously it was something that went wrong for the Vols, and it's tough, Raj, but man, what a great season. Wasn't it fun watching Tennessee baseball down the stretch this year?
Yeah, it was, Russell. It was. It was fun watching them. It's over, but it's a good season, everything. I'm happy they got that fall, so I'm happy with that. So it's a good season, everything. You know, good season. So you're happy with Tennessee's run that they made a run.
Sure. Would have liked to go a little further and win a little more, but we made the College World Series. Man, it was excellent. Excellent season. Raj, we got to run, man. Appreciate the phone call. Great to hear from you.
Sure.
Have a good evening, my buddy. All right, folks, that's going to do it. Thank you so much. Old Ben Franklin Motors, if you are in the market for a brand new car, whether you want something brand new or pre-owned vehicle, Old Ben has it, man. They got something to fit your needs and your budget. Come test drive a brand new 2022 Mitsubishi today. Oh, it's fantastic out here at Old Ben Franklin Motors. Folks, we got to run. No overtime tonight. We got Fox Sports National Programming back in studio tomorrow right here on Fan Run Radio. Big thanks to Jake Miller for helping out. Bear, Rick Butler, I'm Russell Smith. We're back 3 to 6 on the drive tomorrow right here on Fan Run Radio.